The following film contains themes related to mental health and gender dysphoria. Viewer discretion is advised. Credits: in collaboration with the Knox Rainbow Youth Action Group. In a sunlit hallway, a person stands between the men's and women's bathrooms, separated by a thin brick wall. Dressed in a white shirt and tie with their hair tied back, they stand still, gulping as their chest rises and falls.
Okay, so I'm Bailey. I know I've had a different name for as long as you've all known me, but please just call me Bailey.
Bailey shakes briefly and closes their eyes.
Some of you might have noticed I'm dressed a little different, and that's because I'm...
Bailey's eyes lower to their phone. A text from Mum reads, "Hun, you forgot your dress. What are you wearing?" They regain their composure and look at us.
I now use they-them pronouns. I'm still me. I'm just more comfortable as Bailey. Okay?
They nod.
Okay.
Bailey's eyes flick upward as they don a black beanie and walk off. White text appears over a door. From the filmmakers of Masked, they sling their school bag over their shoulder and head in another direction. Later, Bailey exits an accessible bathroom. A title in cursive white letters reads, "Still Me." Words appear, a film by the Knox Rainbow Youth Action Group. Now, Bailey sits in class while a woman hands back papers.
Could have done better, Emily.
Sorry, miss, it's Bailey now.
Oh, Can you take that beanie off while you're inside, please?
Bailey removes their beanie to reveal their short, blonde hair. On their desk, the name Emily is written in the corner of their paper. Later, Bailey, still wearing the boy's uniform, speaks to a brown-haired girl outside at a bus stop.
Did you see the unmasking last night?
She nods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe
it. Hey, nice tie, loser!
Bailey and their friend eye the passing car. Bailey shakes their head, frowning. Later, with their eyes closed, they stand in the hallway outside the bathrooms, taking a shaky breath. They frown, their eyes wide. In class, Bailey looks up as a hand places a paper on their desk. Using a pen, Bailey scratches out the name Emily with blue ink. Bailey checks their phone. A text reads, "Hope today was a little better than yesterday. Smiley face. Love, Mom," with a thumbs up emoji. Later, Bailey stands by a crosswalk. They wave to their friend, who stands on the opposite side. The brown-haired girl wears a gray dress as she walks with her school bag. Nearby, Zach stares in Bailey's direction. Later, Bailey leaves the accessible bathroom. A sign outside reads, "Toilet/shower." Eyes lowered, Bailey rests their forehead against the door, then walks off. In class, Bailey sits at their desk. A water bottle rests nearby as they work. They lift their head, then rest their chin in their hands. Outside, students pass Zach as he waits at a bus stop. A white car drives by. In the bathroom, Bailey now wears the girl's uniform. Standing on a mirror, they frown as they eye the boy's uniform stuffed into a duffel on the counter. They zip and sling the duffel over their shoulder. They brush their hair out of their face as a dark-haired girl with glasses and a matching gray dress passes behind them and addresses them.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Emily frowns and picks up their phone from the counter. Three texts appear. Spoke to your principal. He said he'd speak to your teachers. Hope that helps. Love ya. The last message ends with a pink double heart emoji. Emily lowers the phone and nods to themselves. Now, they sit in class.
So, sex and gender.
They write in a notebook and click a pen. They tap the end of the pen against the notebook on their desk. Then they drum their fingers on the surface of the desk.
So, how about a practical experiment? Let's get all the boys over one side and all the girls over on the other. Okay.
Emily frowns.
It's away.
They slowly rise as the boys and girls file into groups on opposite sides of the room. Emily darts their eyes around the room.
Everyone.
Tears well in their eyes, their head whipping back and forth.
I have to go.
They run out. In a hallway, Zach eyes his phone as he ambles toward a closed door, a textbook in the other hand. He pauses, then opens the door, which leads into a sunlit, empty classroom. He steps inside.
Hey, is everything okay over there?
Emily sits curled up under a desk, their head lowered. Zach sits next to them on the floor.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm just sick. A snivelly nose or something.
Or something. Hey, it's all right. I gotcha, okay?
They shakily nod.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna breathe with me, okay? In and out. And in, out again. Okay, now name three things that you can see.
What?
Three things.
Whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
The door.
Doing good. Give me one more.
There's a bin over there somewhere.
Can you see it?
I can smell it.
Fair enough. Okay, now give me three things that you can feel.
The carpet's itchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dress is all bunched up at the back.
No wonder you know the carpet's itchy.
He smiles.
I actually think I sat in gum, and that's why.
Oh, no. Okay, doing good. Give me one more.
There's gravel in my shoe.
They wear black shoes.
Cool shoes, though. Hey. Are you good?
They nod.
My name's Zach.
I'm Emily.
Emily wears their hair loosely.
Are you, though?
They shake their head.
No.
It's cool.
Zach, I'm not a girl, and I'm not a boy, but I'm still me. Why does my gender matter?
Yeah, look, some people suck. They shouldn't, but they do. Eventually they won't. But until that time, they're just the jerks who miss out on you. But there are people out there who will love you for you. You just have to find them.
Did you?
He nods with a smile.
I did. Do you know what?
He grabs a notepad.
There's this group, like a support group kind of thing for, you know, people with similar stuff going on. LGBTQ stuff.
He writes.
There's a session tonight.
He gives Emily the note.
Come with me.
Emily lowers their eyes and nods.
Thanks. Maybe. Really, thanks.
Do you need to just stay and chat a bit longer?
Oh, no, I better go.
As they get up, gum sticks to their dress.
Oh.
Yuck.
He smiles at them.
Gotta change your clothes?
Now in the boys' uniform, Bailey stands at a bus stop, their hair tied back. A text from Mum reads, "What time will you be home, hun? XX." Zach passes with another boy. Bailey smiles, their eyes following. Bailey's eyes lower to their phone. They respond with three messages. "I'll be home later," "Thanks, Mom," and "Love you." The final message ends with a double heart emoji. They run from the bus stop, passing a group of teens on the sidewalk. In a room filled with LGBTQIA+ youth, vibrant rainbow banners and posters line the walls. One group sits playing Uno. As Zach enters and waves to the group, Bailey follows close behind.
Hi. Hey, guys. This is my friend. They are gonna be joining us tonight.
Bailey scans the room.
Hey, everyone. My name's Bailey. I'm non-binary, and I use they, them pronouns.
Zach gives Bailey a reassuring smile.
All good?
They nod.
Come chat.
Zach heads over to a group. Bailey scans the room with wide eyes. They take a deep breath, nod to themselves, and smile. The title appears over black in cursive white letters. Still Me. Audio description written and voiced by Kyle Warwick Matthew. Credits: Bailey, Alana Parkin, Zach, Kelsey Adelaide, Miss Smith, Carolyn Masson. From the filmmakers of Masked, story created by Knox Rainbow Youth Action Group. Credits continue. Heart beating out of my chest and walking up to your front door. I can still see the address. Our late night drives in 4-6. How was it that in my mind I flip a switch and 7-2 forgetting you is something I can't see. This short film is protected under the copyright laws of the Australian government and other countries throughout the world. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended, or should be inferred. Still Me, copyright 2021, Momentum Studios Australia, all rights reserved. Sublicensed to Knox City Council, produced by Momentum Studios Australia.